The Gemara here in Moed Katan Daf Hey is the source, or one of the sources, the idea of making a tzion, marking a kever, and putting up a stone to mark where somebody is buried. The other makra we find is from Yaakov and Rachel. Yaakov marked the grave of Rachel Imenu as well. The Gemara makes such a comment as well, that this is the source of making a tombstone. So what we want to talk about for this time is we'll call this an American shaila, and that is the issue of an unveiling and putting up a tombstone. So let's discuss for a moment some questions that come with making a monument. And generally, there are only two questions that come when it comes to making an unveiling and a monument. The first question is, when do you put it up? And the second question is, so what do you do at the unveiling? So let's discuss putting it up. There's a beautiful new sefer that Art School put out from Rav Simcha Ben Amkon, The Laws of Avelis. And I think it is excellent and beautifully done, very organized with a lot of good information. Psak halacha lemaisa. Sometimes the other Avelis books give you like 50 different options, and it doesn't really give you a lot of clarity of what to do. But Rav Simcha Ben Amkon did a beautiful job over here, and he writes in chapter 50, he says, the time to erect a monument, there are various customs regarding when to erect a monument. Some do immediately after Shiva. And he cites, this is the sheet of the Arizal, the Kisvei Arizal, to do it at the end of Shiva. And the Tshuvas Minchas HaLazar says the same thing, the Yalka Mamloes in Parshas Vayishlach. And this is one idea, Al Pi Kabbalah, that the Neshama is getting up at that time, moving on by Besoch Shiva at the end. And that to one minute as well. And this is, I think, the Minog most popularly in Eretz Yisrael, to have something ready even by the end of Shiva. There's another shita to have it by Shloshim, and he quotes the Netai Gavriel and Chelek Beis in Perek Samaches, who discusses the Makaros for that as well. And other people wait till the 12 months have passed. He quotes the Beis Lechem Yehuda regarding the 12 months, because during the first 12 months, the Neshama is Bitsar, the Neshama is in pain, undergoing the processes of Gehenna, whatever else is going on, and therefore at the end of 12 months, the idea of putting up the gravestone affects the neshama in a positive way, and therefore they wait till then as well. He also brings the reason that Yud Beis Chodesh, we know, is when the time when the shichacha begins, you begin to forget, and the pain begins to go away, and therefore you mark the ending of that period of not to forget the mace by putting up a stone as a remarker, zikaron, to what has happened in those last 12 months. And then, probably most importantly, is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In the end of Kutsari Test, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says there is no specific time, and you should do whatever you want, whatever works, whatever fits as well. For example, in the Canada, in the northern parts of Canada, so there are periods during the winter and the fall where you cannot do anything in the ground. You cannot make a hole to put a stone in, and everything is shut down. You have to wait till the spring and the summer. So you just don't have a choice based on the geography where you live, and therefore you just kind of have to do what you want. I think the minhag for most people is, and probably should be, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, just do whatever fits normally, whatever's going to get the family together, whatever's going to be easy for most people. And that is the minhag, to do it based on the time that is most convenient at your choice. The second question that often comes to the rabbis is, what to do at an unveiling. So just to frame this question, let me quote from a few Mar Makomos. Writes Rav Moshe Feinstein, Negros Moshe, in Yoredeira, Chelek Dal, Simen Samach Aleph, Os Gimel. Inyan Hakamas Maseva, regarding the unveiling of putting up a gravestone. Asha Be'etzem Eim Lezeh Shum Chiv La'Sosa Pirsum Gadol. There is no reason to make a whole ceremony. Vein Shum Chiv Leilech Sham Mitzad Kavod HaMeis, and there's no Chiv to go there because of Kavod HaMeis. V'lo Re'isi Be'Europe, I never saw this in Europe, but Makomos Shehaisi Sh'asu Bezeh Shum Dover. There was never such a thing as an unveiling. V'lo Niskabsu Shum Anshe Lezeh, nobody who ever get together and turn this into a ceremony. Elisha Hashamish, the Shamish of the Chevra Kadisha, or of the Shul, Haya Osik Bakamasa, Imhaisa Kala Kagon Shalates, they used to use wood, whatever they had around, Vimhaisa Kavedim Evan, if it was heavy like a stone, or cement, Hayaman Min Matseval Ezapoalim, they would have the workers come and put up the gravestone, Ashahu Nachrim, even Gayim, Belishum Pirsum, without a whole advertisement, Vagambalo Anshe Mishpacha, and without the family, Vim Kain Lo Shaykh Lahatir, Leivel Ushar Hamesim Leilcham, and therefore it would not be a reason, says Ramosha, even if you could do it during Shiva, to go and get up from Shiva and to go do such a thing as well. Aval Ulai Kavan Shem Medina Zu America, but in America, O Sin Hakamas Matsevarovam, it is an American minhag to come and make the unveiling into a whole tekes, a whole ceremony. V'nikroim lezer rabbanim l'drosh l'chvodo. They make the rabbi come, give a drasha. This says Rav Moshe, this is an American minag. The Orachos Rabbeinu, the stipler in Chelek Dalid, so they quote as follows. Mori v'Rebbe Zatzal, Amar, le'echad minochachti odos hakamas matzeva shenogim hayom l'saseif bebeis hakvaros. He says, the idea that we get together to put up the stone, to unveil the stone, she'ein b'zeh kol mitzvah, it is not a mitzvah, v'rak minag balabatim. It is a balabatish minag to go do such a thing. He says, maybe by the Shloshim, I guess in Bnei Brak, wherever it was, the family will go out and have something, but not that everybody comes out. I was talking with the stipler, with his son, Ruchayim Kanievsky. Why does everybody go out for the unveiling, for putting up the stone? The stifler said no to Shizeh, lakuach mimina gagayim. He says it's probably chukas agayim. The guy make a whole tekes, a whole ceremony, and therefore the Jews did that as well. Lo motzim davar kazeh rak yitzia l'shloshim avalo l'hakamas. Maybe to go out by the shloshim stam, just to go visit the kever, but to go by the hakamas matzeva, he says, it's not a Jewish thing. The Netai Gavriel, in Chelek Beis, or Gavriel Tzinner, who is the source of all fascinating and common and uncommon minhagim. So he writes in the Chelek Beis in Perek Samach Zayin, all the different minhagim of different communities for an unveiling. And there's no official ceremony. And you can say whatever tehillim or tefillos are printed in the particular sefer or avelus handbook that a person has. And he writes regarding different minhagim, where to place the matzeva, what goes on the matzeva. All this is minhag. None of this is halacha. Maybe they talk about the famous shuva of the Maharam Shik about not putting, you know, the secular date on the, or secular names on the matzeva, whatever it may be. Different minhagim in different communities. But listen to Rav Sinner's words in the introduction to this perek. He says, "Achar hachipus." And just to be clear, if Rav Gavriel Tzinner has not found the source for a minhag, then it is highly unlikely that the minhag exists. Every single minhag is brought in his farim. He says, "Achar hachipus b'chol sifrei minhag akilos." I looked in every single book of every single community. Avelus v'mestafef lomat sasi b'sfarim shum makor l'seder amira b'shasa kamas matseva. There is no seder. There is no formal thing to do or say or recite by an unveiling hakamas matseva. Rak seder hamira b'vo l'beis alamin. You come to the cemetery on the yurt or the yurt site, and he says, do whatever's there. Rak lakatati minhage kamakilos. I've just done a little bit of work and collected for you essentially what all the different communities do in their different places at the end of the day. And therefore, what I often tell people is, and I often suggest is, open up whatever siddur you have, find whatever book of avelus you have available, and follow the seder that's there. You can't do anything wrong, and just do something with a kavod ames to make the neshama should feel good, that you're doing something nice for the neshama, and it should be appropriate, and it should be respectful. But there's no wrong way. There's nothing wrong or official seder when it comes to an unveiling or hakamas matzeva. Let's just end with a great story from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Mechitas Rabbeinu. It records that before Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky decided to leave Lita for America, he was unsure whether to come. Should he go? Should he not come? His children? Is America good? What's the situation? The clouds of the Holocaust were beginning to form. He was unsure what to do. So he went to the Kovner Rav. He went to Rav Avram Dov Ber Shapiro, to the Kovner Rav, to ask him what to do. So the Dvar Avram answered him as follows. He said, let me tell you something. He said, this week, I got a shayla. Let me tell you the shayla that I got. He says, the minig in Kovna is for the family to gather when the matzeva is put up at the kever for the nifter. The whole family will come out. They'll say some tehillim, a kalmali, whatever, as they would do, and they would come together for the kamas matzeva, the unveiling. And the minag was that the oldest son would remove the cover from the top of the matzeva. He would be the one to take off the cover. That was the minag in Kovna. So the family asked the Kovna Rav. The oldest son wasn't going to be in town for the unveiling. He was somewhere else. And they wanted to know, would it be mutter for the second son to remove the cover from the matzeva? The bechor is not going to be there. Is it mutter al pi halacha for the second son to do it and not the first son? Or should we wait for the oldest son to come back and postpone the unveiling in this case? So the Kovner Rav looked at Yaakov and said that this is an American question. And he says, if the American questions have already made it to Kovna, you can probably go to America. Because whatever's in America is already here already, and we already see the American questions coming here. So go to America, and you'll be fine. So we see from Rav Moshe and Rav Gavriel Tzinner and the Orchas Rabbeinu, the Stipler, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the unveiling should not be made into more than it is. It should be respectful and it should be done nicely. But there's no need to hem and haw and pull out hair regarding what to do or what not to do. It should be nice, say some tehillim, a kalmalei, say a nice drasha, a hesped for the mace, and that should be it. And not to turn into something more and follow b'chukas hagoyim. Okay, I'll stop here.